Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We have come to the conclusion of Raheemian Harris with Anthony Heron filling in for Layla, who is just a couple hours away. Well, that's a lie. Just
you gotta sound so excited hours. About this coming to an end.
She's about 30 minutes from showing up because we know how she is. She'll be over there walking the place.
She's already making sure that everything is fine and waiting to see, okay, which door do I go in to get into this building for the big game. Chicago Sky broadcast right here on 670 The Score as they host the New York Liberty at Wintrust Arena. It's Layla on the call alongside Kylan Mills, Alyssa Bergamini for the game. Coverage beginning at 6:45 on The Score and the Odyssey app. A special thank you to our friends who stopped by today. That would include Carly Bell.
Oh, Carly's the best.
That would include Chris Emma.
He's the best, too.
And Shake, Shakia Taylor.
Oh, Miss Parker down there in Indianapolis. They love them some Shake down there in the Pacers organization.
Except for she wasn't down in Indianapolis. She was making her first ever trip inside of Madison Square Garden.
She was underwhelmed.
She was very underwhelmed. And I wonder, I was like, don't let James Dolan hear that because he's looking for any excuse to keep you out of his building.
Say that's Charles how he Oakley
rolls.
On you.
That's how he rolls. And the voice you hear right now, that would be Lawrence Holmes. Anthony Heron, thanks for sitting in for Layla Raheemi. Also, thanks to the men behind the glass. That would be one, Ray Diaz. That would be Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, and down the street in the lab, cooking up some good socials and digital stuff. Matt Anaya, Connor O'Donnell, General Duddleston, all at work. But back to
Cast
Lawrence Holmes.
Thousands here.
Yeah, we got a strong crew here. Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. They're coming in to take.
There's a lot of handsome in this room that's going on right now.
You guys can handle it though.
Not a lot of hair.
What do you mean, you guys?
I'm a little disappointed with the ball cap. I love your mane
flowing
usually,
I'm a little
disappointed. I'm not getting a gander at it in person today.
You'll just have to enjoy hatted Spiegel today. You have to make that adjustment.
You're a professional
athlete. You can make that adjustment on the fly.
It's not always easy, man.
Lawrence, I tried to come in here and talk to Anthony, or at least just wave at him through the glass, and he snubbed me. He blew me off.
Kind of like you did him when you guys were in the South Loop?
I did the fake phone by the face, just like he did me.
It's called the South Loop snub.
I wasn't close enough to mush him in the face like he did to my seven-year-old son.
You don't live in the South Loop anymore. You can't use that move. Yeah. They don't do that in Barrington. It's all love out there. I know that. I was legitimately busy. You just pretended to be busy.
Legitimately busy.
I saw you got on the phone and pretended you were making a call. didn't feel good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I feel like I keep interrupting your phone calls, Speaks.
Mine?
Like, yeah. I feel like just randomly, I'm like, I'm just going to get water. And like, oh, man, Speaks is on the phone.
Well, I
wanted to tell him something.
I shouldn't be making a call in that room.
Yes, you should. That's a pretty private room.
It's not, but it's not.
But it's where the water is.
It's a mobile device.
I mean, yeah,
you can kind of make a call from anywhere.
You're making private phone calls back there. Yeah. People need water. I
know. Lawrence, you're right. I'm pointing a thumb. I'm trying to be accountable here.
No, what I'm saying is that you shouldn't feel like you have to be accountable. I think it's totally fine that you, but it's just, I always feel bad. I'm like, oh, stupid.
That's
like,
it's not, I don't have the right to make you feel that way.
I shouldn't have gone into this bathroom. Spiegel's making a personal phone call.
One could argue that I am not capable of making you feel that way. You are choosing to feel that way.
Oh, yes. You're one of those.
And I would say you're right. I am choosing to feel that way.
Yes. But you're choosing because you're kind.
We've ever heard that
language
before.
Choosing
I'd hate to have
Speaks
owe me an apology.
You're choosing to feel snubbed.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry
you felt that way.
Yeah. How about some personal responsibility, like Caleb watching film? Go outside the building if you need.
Well, speaking of personal responsibility, I'm sure we'll get back to Caleb, but I just saw Tyrese Halliburton on the TV. We were talking about Papa Halliburton a little bit earlier in the show because Charles Barkley is like going to appeal to Adam Silver at some point today to try to get Papa Halliburton back in the arena.
Nah, he blew it. He doesn't get back.
Yeah, man. Let him sit this
whole
postseason
out. Even if they go to the finals, if it's game 7 of the NBA finals?
No, no. He's in the building. He's just not on the floor.
You don't get to be on the floor after that.
I think.
Oh, no. I don't want to know. No, he's not allowed in the games.
I think he's not allowed in the games.
He was at a bar. He was at a bar with TV cameras.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, that's very lonely.
He can't even be in a suite anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if they get to the finals, he should be allowed to be in a suite.
Yeah.
But nowhere near the floor. You're absolutely right about that. There's no way that man should be back in the
floor. I could deal with him being up in a suite.
Oh, what do you think we're saying?
Well, I thought you were talking about like letting him back on the floor, let him wave his little towel, his jerseys, and everything else.
Yeah, the building. He should be able to celebrate his sons. But you're right. Anything that happens, it's like my stance on Pete Rose, right? People are like, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm like, he's in the Hall of Fame. There's Pete Rose stuff all throughout Cooperstown saying this dude led the league, but he should not be enshrined as a Hall of Famer.
So how does that work for John Halliburton? How does that compare?
John Halliburton gets to stay up, way up there.
I think it's the main point.
It's consequences.
It's your
fault.
For
your actions. Consequences.
It's Lawrence's fault that he walked in on you when he wanted water. Yeah,
but,
so it's John Halliburton's fault.
But really, the direct comp would be like a hockey dad at a rec league game who curses out a ref and embarrasses himself and damages the vibe or something like that.
And gets in the face of another player.
And he gets banned for the rest of the season.
Yes.
Does a reprieve come for him if his son reaches the finals of the rec league?
I think it's different because
probably not.
Rec league is youth sports one. First of all,
and you're probably thinking about danger.
Yes,
in that situation,
that man's dangerous. We have security all throughout the NBA arena.
John Halliburton looks like he could cut somebody.
Well, and that's the thing. The NBA arena aspect of this is what stands out that much more to me because there's supposed to be security that's stopping him from entering the court area, and for some reason they didn't. And so what if Giannis just went off
dad.
On this
They
guy?
Know it's Tyrese's dad.
Here's the
they
thing.
They do. Big Giannis didn't.
We were talking about this.
What if Giannis put hands on that man?
It would have been a problem because it would have been over very quickly. but if you look last night, and I was joking with Speaks and the boys about this earlier. If you looked last night after that game, there were a bunch of people who were just on the floor.
Yeah, they're just letting celebs roam freely.
I'm sure they
Dave
were
Chappelle
all
and Michael
members.
Che were just on the floor after the game, dapping up Pacers players.
There's a level of trust that goes on at NBA games once you are in. There was facial recognition software last night to get in, and a lot of celebrities and everybody, dealt with that or whatever.
That's how you have to deal with Dolan, that with the NFL now.
That's how James Dolan keeps people out also.
Oh, yeah.
The facial recognition.
Charles Oakley.
But once you're in, you're in. And you're allowed to roam freely when you're down there sitting in the good
celebrities
seats.
Celebrities at the Garden is a very specific case. Like, you could argue that the Garden... What's it called now? I can't even remember the Lakers.
Staples.
It's back
crypto.
It's back to being the Staples.
Oh, it is back to being Staples.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I was
I think crypto.com went belly up.
Okay.
And so I think it's back to being the Staples.
But like there is a different atmosphere and expectation because celebrities rule the world. And we heard Shake tell us they just rolled through one celebrity after another on the Jumbotron. She's like, wow, that's a lot of famous people in one building.
Yeah. I should ask my brother. My brother was there. He's a Knicks season ticket holder, was at the game last night, three or four rows behind Larry David and John Hamm.
You were going.
I'm supposed to go
Friday, right?
Supposed to go Friday to game two, but I can't. I got a family thing on Friday night. I can't go. I could go to game seven if there is a game seven.
I don't think there's going to be. Well, there probably going to be.
There probably is. That's the thing. When Reggie Miller did the choke sign on Spike Lee after scoring, what, 8 points in 6 seconds?
Sounds
or eight
right.
points in 10 seconds?
It was nine
seconds?
And eight.
It was eight points. But two threes and a two. But when he did that, that was game one, and they stole game one at Madison Square Garden, and it came back for game seven. And so, like, I bet this one's going seven. I bet this one is.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Knicks were the squad in the previous series that were having all the comebacks against the Celtics. The Knicks were down 20 multiple games and came back and beat Boston over and over again.
Yes.
The fact that the Pacers were able to pull that off against them last night, it feels like every game in this series, because of who these two teams are right now and because of the star turns, Halliburton and Brunson and Cat, you know, being the best. Now, you know, there's going to be limitations, but the best version of Cat that we've seen as well.
It's just the way
it's going to come down to the wire.
It's the way they both battle, man. Yeah. Both these groups battle. And the Knicks, like Josh Hart said it last night. He said, we played not to lose. They took their foot off the gas.
It was not Tibbs' finest coaching effort. Mm.
Guys got to hit free throws, too. If you hit your free throws, if Cat hits that free throw, if Brunson
OG hits
that,
hits one of his.
Right, you're good. You win that game.
I didn't think it was on Tibbs as I was living that. I thought they gave Aaron Nesmith too much space. Those players need to know what they're doing.
But I will say that part of that is exhaustion.
Yeah.
When
Tibbs out here running them out here.
And he tried yesterday, like when there was foul trouble, he was like, okay, let me steal 26 seconds at the end of the third quarter. You know, like he went to his bench then and tried to get Brunson extra time and get him off the floor.
And they made a run when Brunson was on the bench.
They did.
Made like a 14-0 run without Brunson.
They did. Now, what's really interesting to me in watching that, like I was having so much fun watching it. And then I was like, oh, well, you know, the Knicks have got this. I can go take out the recycling and go take out the garbage.
You walked away?
No. When Nesmith hit the three to get them to 11, I was like, let's see how this goes. Let's see how this plays out. Because then there was 2:30 left in the game at that point. And I was like, oh, this is fun. This has become a thing. And I got to tell you, and we didn't even talk about it like as a topic, but it's perfect for inside of this. Something old Bulls fan in me snapped. last night.
Oh.
And it's weird because those are two franchises that I grew up not liking at all.
Right.
But I figured out which one I like least last night. And it's the Knicks.
It's the Knicks.
And I kind of went into full hater mode.
That's funny.
Because like all the ex-Bulls are with the Knicks.
Yeah.
But it like... Oh, I remember this time of year and how I would feel.
And the
this
Pacers time of weren't year. The team like trying to bully the Bulls. They would always meet in the playoffs, but the Knicks would try to beat the Bulls up. After the Pistons were beating them up during the first three-peat, the Knicks came in during the second three-peat, like, yeah, we'll be the bad boys now. So I think that there's a tinge of that, at least for me, the way I view them in my brains. Like, yeah, there were some good playoff battles with the Cavs and with the Pacers. But the people who like had brass knuckles on the court, that was the Knicks and the Pistons.
Not arch rivals out here.
Yeah. You remember, because what Pat Riley and what Jeff Van Gundy did and thought about the Bulls, they tried to make fun of them and they tried to laugh at them 100%. Remember Van Gundy?
And then they tried to replicate it in Miami.
Of course, but remember what Van Gundy called Phil?
I don't.
Big Chief Triangle.
Oh, okay.
Big Chief Triangle, making fun of his Native American philosophies. Yeah. And like, and they had a whole thing where they tried to declaw the superstar Bulls by laughing at them and bullying them. I agree that it's very different vibes. I'm trying to think of like the Rick Smits, Detlef Schrempf, or Derek McKee.
I mean, really good teams.
Chris, yeah, for sure. But
not intimidating.
No, I mean, Mark Jackson had a crossover. Reggie.
There was the moment between him and MJ where he mushed MJ.
That's the guy. Reggie stood up to Michael. Reggie stood up. Reggie stood up to everybody. Reggie stood up to everybody and thought, because he was Cheryl's little brother, he thought he could beat Cheryl, and he never could. And then he thought he could beat Mike, and he never could.
That's so hilarious.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, it is.
That's how he was forged, and he was completely unafraid of the Bulls.
But yeah, I found myself going, this is delicious. These tears taste amazing.
Wow. Not the Knicks tears.
Wow. Yeah, going out there and take your bing bong and do everything. The fact that they were having watch parties for the semifinals of the Eastern Conference outside. I was like, the fact that they opened up...
they like sports. Sorry
about
that.
It's been a while.
No, I too like sports.
I know you do.
But the fact that
they're excited about their team.
That they opened up Radio City Music Hall for a watch party.
But they haven't been to the Eastern Finals in, what, 25 years?
I know. And I found myself going, would we... If it happened next year, would the Chicago Theater be open
let me just
for
stop you
a
right
watch
there.
Party?
It's not happening next
year. I'll say this.
It's not happening for the next 5 years.
If Giannis came here, that would be his expectation because that's what they do over in Milwaukee.
I do like
Milwaukee,
that.
Milwaukee, the whole downtown in Milwaukee,
yes,
the entire postseason
why
is a party
saying,
for
why
the
Bulls. What are you speaking about Giannis in the Chicago?
I mean, somebody asked me about Giannis being a Bull recently.
It's a great question, though, Lawrence.
You should have hit him upside the head.
Because
I thought it was you.
No.
Here's the thing about the Knicks, Lawrence. That's New York's team. More like the Bears. If the Bears were in the NFC championship game,
there
are watch parties everywhere. And the Knicks are New York's team more than the Giants or the Jets, which is a split.
More than the Yankees?
There's a split there too.
I think maybe. I think there's a unification about the Knicks and the Garden, which is very, very special.
Well, hallowed ground.
And Midtown Manhattan. It's Midtown Manhattan as opposed to going to the Bronx.
I enjoyed falling apart for them last night.
Understood.
It was great. And I was like, oh, look at that. That fandom is still in there.
Can we get six more games like that? That's all I'm asking.
I'd be fine with three. Three more games like that. Three more games just like that.
Lawrence doesn't want me to go to game 7.
Oh, my bad, Speaks. I do want Speaks to go to a game 7. I just would prefer the... Because, you know,
you want to hang out on the court with John Halliburton, right?
The Davis brothers. Textures remind us of Antonio and Dale, man.
Yes.
They were bastages. They were mean
those
and
are
physical.
Men. Those
That's
are grown,
grown
men.
Grown-ass men.
They were Fargan ice holes.
Yeah, they were. They were. My mother hung me on a hook once.
Once.
Gold. Gold, I say. Ann Herron. You don't think that Caleb should have talked? You don't think?
I don't care that he didn't. Like, if he did, it'd have been fine. But don't talk.
But it's just the longer it takes for him to talk, the more it stays alive. He's going to have to talk. The first time he talks, he's going to have to.
We're the ones keeping it alive.
But there's other people. There's other people talking about it.
We end up setting the terms. We end up setting the terms on when we want them to respond to things and how we want them to respond to things. They can't respond to our schedule every time. I think that's the thing this kind of comes down to. It's not to me, this occurrence doesn't rise to the level of immediate response is necessary.
Well, don't you
this
think
isn't
the coach,
a DEFCON situation.
Don't you think the coach talking for him and about it from moment one is an acknowledgement that they need to address it? That's his the coach is telling you they need to address it.
And since he was scheduled to talk, he did address it. If Caleb was scheduled to talk, he would have addressed it as well.
Schedule him to talk. Go
I think they eventually
him.
Will. This is one of those things that we,
unless
I think, are breathing life to. Yeah, if Caleb never talks again, then I'll take issue with it. I think he's going to speak at some point, and he will address this at some point.
If the urgency
doesn't strike me for this.
Would it bother you if he doesn't speak about it?
Yeah.
If we get to training camp and he hasn't said anything about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. That to me is an avoidance. That to me is obfuscation. That to me is Caleb trying to avoid this issue. Now, again, the quotes are like 99% from his dad and however long ago they're from. But it has become a thing to whatever extent it is. So, yeah, when he gets a chance to address it, then I think it should be addressed. But to feel like he's got to run out there and do it right now? Nah, to me it doesn't rise to that gravity for what this
I
is.
I just want to understand, do you know how to watch film now? Are you good? That's it's more of a welfare check because that was the last quote in the article, and it was a damning quote.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so we have an NFL player in the room, so let's ask about this. You would talk all the time about Luther Ellis mm-hmm. and him coaching you.
Yeah.
And I want to know, I know it's different for a defensive lineman, but were there ever coaches that watched film with you, whether we're talking about back at Iowa or you in the pros?
So for my time in Detroit, so Charles Haley is the D-line coach, and then having veterans in the room like Luther Ellis and Robert Porche made a huge difference just in not only recognizing what they would do in the meeting rooms, on the practice field, but yes, as we're studying film together, to get a sense for what to look for in the opponent, how our scheme that we're running, what our defensive front is, and how we can attack individual offensive linemen. So there's, you know, frequent examples now from all the concerns that were there before the season. Now here in retrospect, we're getting a renewed opportunity to look at some of the failings that the Bears had in preparation and development for Caleb, like not having a veteran QB in the room with him. Yes, having the proper coaches in his ear and hiring Shane Waldron being a mistake, but even having a veteran in the room with a rookie quarterback, I know it's something we talked about plenty on this station, like, huh, interesting choice. Bajan's going to be the backup. Mm-hmm. There's no real experience in the room. That apparently is one of those things. It's this ball that was just dropped by the Bears that having a new staff in, they're addressing by having Case Keenum available to him. But yes, having experience with him is bad, but having veterans there who can be around Caleb, having a coach who's there, there's certainly, I think, to the point that Speaks joked about earlier, there's a responsibility for Caleb to do that. I did find it intriguing for the sound we played earlier in the show from, what, back in January,
yeah.
where, you know, there was a reporter who's known in Jacksonville who mentioned that Caleb went outside the Bears to try and learn how to watch film from elsewhere. So in whatever way he felt like he couldn't get that internally or attempted to get it and then felt thwarted or something like that and felt like he had to get it from outside.
I think that issue is something he needs to speak on and answer a question or two on.
And that's like, my point.
Because that's what we're having this week is this conversation. We talked to Kurt Warner, talked to JT O'Sullivan. We got a lot of fans wondering, well, did Caleb try? Because we're used to, we want guys to try to go outside the building.
But I think
now,
I think now in retrospect, we can look at some of the stuff that happened and go, yeah, he did.
Like Lincoln Riley.
That Lincoln Riley thing was the call for help. And I think at the time, a lot of us said that. A lot of us were like, oh, that's interesting that he talked with Lincoln Riley. He's like, oh, Lincoln called me. Lincoln called me. And now I'm like, no, he didn't. Mm-hmm. You called Lincoln because bleep didn't seem right to you here. And you were like, hey, I know what you taught me. Have you ever heard of not scripting 15 plays?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
This is the broader point is that it's a short story if you address it. It's like anything. It is a short story if you come out and say, yeah, that was a problem, this was this and everything, but everything's done because there's a big change. Everyone knows there has been a big change.
But I think there's this nonstop runway of those where most things are a story until they get addressed adequately, but a lot of those stories are based off of our reaction to these situations.
That's okay. That's how it works. That's how the ecosystem works.
But how frequently should the subject feel they need to run to the mic and address our concerns?
Let's just talk about this one in a bubble. This one is bigger than 99%.
That's where I disagree. This to me, and I don't think it's not worth us talking about. I don't think it's worth Caleb racing to the microphone for is more my thing.
I don't think it's a race. He's very intriguing. He's there, and they didn't announce which players were talking until yesterday morning. They could have dealt with it. And he's been public. He's been over at Lane Tech. He's around. He's talking. He's on social media.
So he's not hiding. He's a public figure.
I'm not saying he's hiding. It's not, we're not on opposite poles of this. I just disagree that in terms of the largesse of this story needed to be addressed.
I wanted one of the Whitney Young kids from the Q&A to ask him about it. That's what I wanted.
I think they were just so in shock. They were like, wait, what's happening? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The majority of the quotes are from his dad, and they may be from like a year ago.
Yeah,
right?
But some of them are pretty close. Like the fact that he actually did have issues with Shane Waldron, I think. And granted, he's gone. You still kind of want to know what's your approach with this.
I want to know too. I'm just saying, like, if you put yourself in whatever Caleb's frame of mind might be right now. All credit to Seth Wickersham because he's getting a lot of publicity for this book that he wrote. It's probably going to be a fabulous read.
I can't
and very
wait.
Invigorating.
And
all these different cornerbacks.
Up again when the book comes out too.
Right. Yeah. And so with that in mind, from Caleb's perspective, it's like, man, I'm not even quoted in this thing. I talked to my dad about
yes,
some stuff.
That last
my
quote dad, is
the very
that
last,
Anthony,
the very last one.
That last quote is he's
like
on record.
Like I said, 95%.
Less. He's on record. I didn't want to nuke the city. He's on record on a few different things.
I didn't want to nuke the city. That was something he said to his dad.
Okay, but
there's one specific thing that he said specifically to Seth.
There are
most
Caleb
of this
quotes.
Is Caleb saying things to his dad.
There are thoughts
and his dad and talking to Seth about it.
There's still thoughts. There's legit quotes and there's thoughts that are
attributed
to Caleb.
I'm not saying the quotes aren't legitimate, but this isn't Caleb talking to Seth last week. That's different.
It doesn't matter. He went on record then.
And the bigger point for me is not just the film thing, one, but the bigger overlapping point. The big umbrella that I'm looking at is it's Ryan Pohl's umbrella. What were you doing? What did you do to address these issues? Because as far as I can tell,
does anybody want to hear from Ryan Pohl's on this?
Yes, definitely.
To me, Caleb is like the fourth or fifth person on this list. Caleb's dad is a part of this.
But he's got the first-hand
account.
Ben
Johnson has to address it.
Even Ryan Pohl's talking about it is like a second-hand account.
My thing is, it's Caleb's dad talking to some dude about Caleb. So now Caleb's got to run to the mic because his dad said something, and because Seth decided right now is the time to put this stuff out.
But Ryan Pohl's is still in charge. That's my point. He's still in charge.
So is he?
I feel more urgency about Ryan Pohl saying something about this than I do Caleb.
I agree.
I agree with you on that. We'll have to leave it right there for now. Thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate you. Here's what we have coming up on the show.
What have ye?
Today, Adam Hogue is going to join us. He was in the room yesterday. We will pick his brain. Chris Herring is going to talk buckets with us. The author of Blood on the... What is it? Blood on the...
Blood in the Garden.
Blood in the Garden.
I was like...
Which is it's very important.
Like Blood on the Water. I was like,
no, Blood in the Garden, which is a book about the Knicks,
the 90s Knicks specifically.
Yeah,
so
yes. And Chris
knuckles.
Is from here, so it'll be great to talk with him. Our buddy Jay Zawoski is going to be calling us from a softball diamond where he's yelling at softball players, and that'll be a lot of fun. And Categories today, hosted by young Alex Kuhn. All of that is going to follow a conversation that we're going to have about. When is it too soon to pay people? That's after Chris Tannehill's Open, next on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by thechicagodogs.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide.
Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.